Waterfall, written by Mads About Hugh and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Ray fic, rated explicit. Additionally tagged for drinking, dubious consent, drunk sex, water sports, choking, leashes, and degradation. Summary. Boston, Ray said desperately. I have to go to the bathroom. His eyes darted towards his crotch. We're in the bathroom. It was getting late. Another night, coming home empty-handed. Arms full of a floppy Ray. Vomit on his breath, a dopey smile on his face. As Boston attempted to wrench open Ray's front door with one hand and balance the man himself in the other. His mouth was mashed into Boston's neck, breath making the skin clammy, uncomfortable, and red. Hold on, you little shit, Boston gritted through his teeth, as he finally got both of them inside. Ray smiled against his throat briefly, before Boston completely let him go, letting his heavy body clatter to the floor. Ray sputtered indignantly, but regained his smile as he looked up at Boston's angered face. Thank you for getting me home safe, he said, the words slipping against each other on their way out of his mouth. He wasn't even sure if they came out in the right order, but it hardly mattered. The next step was getting on the bed. He hoisted himself carefully to his knees and began the journey to the bedroom. Before he could even situate himself in the right direction, Boston's arm slid around his waist. Where do you think you're going? His voice was a quiet, slithering thing in Ray's ear. Ray grumped, wiggling his body in Boston's grasp. Gonna go to bed. Sking. Boston's strong arms lifted him partially off the floor and in the other direction, towards the bathroom. We're going to get you cleaned up first. Head spinning at the change of plans, Ray frowned severely. You don't have to. I know you want to leave, to get to someone better. It's too late now. Boston dragged Ray's limp body until it was sat in front of the bathtub, and he lifted Ray's arms enough to tug his t-shirt off. Consider this payment for getting you home safe. Ray hummed. He didn't care if this happened or didn't happen. It was the least he could do to make it home. And in the recesses of Ray's cloudy memory, he remembered vaguely a boy with sandy brown hair that Boston had been dancing with earlier. Perhaps Ray getting so drunk really did ruin his night. He'd make it up to him. He was good at things like that. Boston hoisted Ray to the sink, covering his toothbrush with toothpaste and kneeling so their faces were level. Open your mouth. I can do it myself, Ray insisted, reaching out for the brush, only for Boston to retreat and move to the side, letting Ray slump forward. Hey, Boston snorted. Hurry up. He shoved the brush into Ray's hand. Get in, Boston said, when he was done brushing his teeth, pointing at the dry tub. Ray was puzzled. Don't you want to put the water in it first? A slow smile crept onto Boston's face. He tossed Ray's shirt to the side and undid his belt next. He took his own shirt off while Ray fiddled with the button of his jeans. Boston laughed out loud. Look at how pathetic you are. You can't even take your pants off without my help. Come here. Boston grabbed Ray by the belt, which was still hanging off his pants, and pulled him close. Pulled him down. Suddenly, Ray was on his knees, his face close to Boston's stomach. The muscles there rippled as Boston laughed at him. Ray exhaled sharply. With a fluid move, Boston ripped the belt from where it was loosely hanging from the loops. Ray licked his lips, eyes wide as Boston's fingers traced along the column of his neck. "Get in," he said, eyes flashing dark. Ray followed his instructions, stumbling a bit when his foot hit the edge. Boston left the room. Ray heard him hum with curiosity, followed by the tinkling of glass. Boston came back with the belt wrapped around one of his hands and a small bottle of whiskey in the other. "This is a good brand," Boston said, uncorking it to take a quick swig. "I don't know why you torture yourself watching me all night at the bar when you could drink the good shit here by yourself." Boston grabbed Ray's chin, wrenching his head upward so that their eyes met. With his other hand, he gingerly wrapped the belt around Ray's throat. "Swallow, just so I know that you can." Taking in a deep breath, Ray did. He worked his throat muscles and forced a swallow, feeling pressure where the strip of leather was pressing into his skin. "Good." Tilting his head to the side, quirking his lips upwards like an idea just occurred to him, he placed two fingertips on the mouth of the bottle. He turned it upside down, and Ray watched as trickles of liquor ran down Boston's hand and wrist. "Open," Boston ordered. Ray's mouth dropped open. Boston ran his fingers along his lips, getting them wet. It burned a little bit, but that was barely a thought in Ray's head. He was more interested in chasing the stream of alcohol that dripped down Boston's palm, his tongue peeking out to flatten over it, lapping up the liquid drying there. Boston bit back a moan. "Want some?" Ray attempted to nod before remembering Boston had restrained him with the belt. It tightened fast, and he choked around Boston's fingers. Laugh ringing against the tile, Boston shook his head. "You horny dumbass. Don't kill yourself yet, okay?" Ray was too turned on to call Boston an asshole. He looked up and waited, his cock hard and pressing uncomfortably against the zipper of his jeans. "Tilt your head up again." As Ray exposed his throat, Boston gripped the belt tighter. "Be careful." Boston's voice wasn't as taunting now. It was rough coming out of his mouth, too low to echo. His eyes were dark. He lowered himself into the tub with Ray, placing his knee atop Ray's thigh, pinning him there. "Open," he said. Ray complied eagerly. Boston was surprisingly gentle as his hand cupped Ray's chin and tipped the whiskey inside his mouth. It was only a gulp's worth, but it was enough that some spilled over and ran down Ray's chin anyway. He swallowed madly, trying to keep as much inside as he could. Boston's eyebrows narrowed. He gripped the makeshift leash in his hand. "Don't spill anymore, you hear me? This is expensive stuff. Don't let it go down the drain." Instead of nodding this time, Ray let out a whine. He stuck his tongue out further, batting his eyelashes. He felt his cheeks grow hot as he did it, at the tinge of desperation in his voice. His cock throbbed against his leg, and it took every ounce of control he had not to touch it. Boston tipped the bottle against his lips, letting more whiskey go down Ray's throat. It really burned this time, and tears immediately sprang to his eyes. He fought his gag reflexes until Boston finally decided to stop. He dropped the belt leash to let Ray swallow and to catch his breath after he was done. The alcohol flooded his sinuses and burned his eyes and nose, and he coughed and sputtered, using the back of his hand to wipe up the burning liquid and snot off his face. Boston caught his wrist. I didn't say you could clean yourself up. He retrieved the belt from the bottom of the bathtub. Let's try this again. Tom, Ray finally uttered, his voice coming out hoarse, barely over a whisper. That's enough, please. The last time he had used the bathroom was all the way back at the bar. It had been way longer than an hour, and that was at least two drinks ago, even before Boston started feeding him his own whiskey. You obviously haven't learned your lesson yet. He squeezed the belt even harder than he had the previous times, forcing air out of his throat. Hard enough that a lightning bolt of fear fired down Ray's spine. Let's try again. Boston, Ray said desperately. I have to go to the bathroom. His eyes darted down towards his crotch. We're in the bathroom. A cruel smile swept across Boston's face.
Don, you asshole! I have to piss, okay?
So do it. Ray couldn't have heard right. His brain must be swimming from the alcohol, his ears unable to parse the words correctly.
What?
Boston wrapped the belt around his wrist so that Ray's face was right in front of his. Do it. His breath came out harsh. Ray thought at first it was just the dim lighting of the bathroom, but Boston's face actually was as flush dark as it seemed. Biting his bottom lip, eyes getting misty, cheeks blazing hot already, Ray begged.
Boston!
Go on. Boston licked his bottom lip shiny. He took a swig of the alcohol for himself and kissed Ray hard. The rush of whiskey coated Ray's tongue as Boston's explored his mouth. It was difficult with his dick as hard as it was, but the kissing calmed him down enough that warm piss covered the inside of his jeans. It rushed out of him, soaked into the denim, dripped down his legs. There was a lot of it. It turned his pants dark, and some of it strained through the thinner fabric at his knees and ran like a river down to the drain of the tub. You're so nasty, Boston hissed, voice derisive, but he was smiling proudly. He kissed him again, then pulled so that Ray's ear was by his mouth. Take your disgusting dick out. With a whine, Ray complied, unzipping and holding his cock in his hand, while he waited for Boston to take his own pants off. Gonna come, baby? Get yourself even dirtier for me? Come on, come on. Boston must have been holding back, because it didn't take him long for his muscles to seize, coming all over Ray, his cock, his chest, the mess mingling on Ray's skin, slick and warm and sticky. It was a good thing Boston had hold of the leash, because without it, Ray would have been knocked off balance by the force of his orgasm. His fingers flew on his dick, his eyes crossing as he tossed his head back, tightening the hold of the leash intentionally. His vision went black at the edges, and intense pulses of pleasure coursed through his entire body. He fell to the side, Boston letting the leash slide from his hand as Ray's side hit the tub, and he fell into the piss still puddled at the drain. Boston must have plugged it up, that sick fuck. Boston's smile was less sharp now, like cumming had filed down his edges. Get these off. What are you, an animal? Ray was too tired to argue. He complied, and didn't even question when Boston turned the water on. Didn't say a word when Boston soaped him up and rinsed him off. Didn't even whimper or whine when he got a towel and dried him off, or when he was lifted into a cradled position and taken to bed. You don't need a forehead kiss, too, do you?
You're not going to stay?
Ray finally spoke up. Boston swam in his blurry vision. Ray could barely make out his shrug. I was going to sleep on the couch. Ray grabbed him by the shoulders and pulled him down.
You don't have to.
With a beleaguered sigh, Boston turned so his back was facing Ray.
Fine, fine. If you say so.
Ray figured he'd be pushing his luck if he tried to hug him. He pressed his back against Boston's anyway, maintaining the little bit of contact he could. The end.